You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am traveling across the country, so you probably hear a little background noise and little stuff going on there. You might hear the GPS talking. Might hear a little, I don't know what you're going to hear this morning, but you might hear some stuff. You don't know if you want to hear it now, but you might hear it. Might hear somebody chewing in the background and smacking. But nevertheless, we're here, and I'm here with my most gracious and wonderful and awesome cohort. Mr. Rupert, how are you feeling this morning back in California?
I am excellent. It's wonderful here back in California.
Yeah, I'm coming back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. But I got some stuff out here to do before I get back to Cali. So tell me something good.
We have a lot going on. I mean, tell you something good. I mean, don't you know Punch TV Studios is launching in Southern California on August 1st?
Yeah, I know that, and everybody's scurrying around and running around and pulling their hair out and all this different kind of things like that, trying to get ready for the launch of this TV station, which is actually the biggest television station we have ever launched. It's absolutely the biggest thing. We've never launched a TV station this big before, covering all of Southern California. On DirecTV, on Dish Network, on Time Warner, on Spectrum, on Frontier Cable, on Charter Cable, on AT&T Universe, all at the same time. This is absolutely the biggest station that we've ever done, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And it's amazing that even after doing all of these great things, we still have haters. You know, we still got people that are just haters, and I don't understand it. I mean, we've got this one hater posting things on Facebook right now, and I'm going to tell you something about this hater is posting things to our stockholders, and they're not even a stockholder. That's the dumbass stuff that we're dealing with this morning, and it's just crazy. It's just beyond crazy. What do you think about that?
You know, I kind of feel like even though I hate that that's happening, if you don't have haters, if you don't have people trying to mess with you, it means you're not doing anything. You're doing so much. You're changing the world. You're shaking up Wall Street. You're making movies. You're doing everything that everyone told you could not be done. So, of course, because this is new for people, there are people who want to go out against you. So, you know, we've been here, we've done that, and, you know, we do what we do. We continue, and
People think that our mode of communication is Facebook. That is not where we communicate, people. We just post stuff and do whatever on Facebook is fine. But our mode of communication is Nabuki. If you want to know what we're doing and how we're doing it, go to our website, nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. The other part of our, if you want information, and we're gearing up for some things, and we haven't made any announcements yet, but you can go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, and you could learn about some of the wonderful and phenomenal and fabulous things that we're doing. I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal, absolutely fabulous, absolutely awesome. and we're doing all this stuff at the same time. So people, I don't know if people are expecting us to put out information all the time or not. I don't know if that's what it is, or I don't know what it is, you know. But we're doing some phenomenal stuff, and we're doing it all simultaneously. We opened our new studio. We're having a new studio built out. We're building out a spanking brand new broadcast center, spanking brand new, from the ground up, from the rooty to the tootie. We're building it out. We're preparing for our shareholders meeting, which is going to take place in May. Which is going to take place 11. In May, May 11th and 12th of 2018. We're making movies. We're shooting television shows already. I mean, we are on the move. We are on fire. And we just can't post everything all at the same time, people. We can't. And I'm going to tell you something. Can I just say this? Yes, I can say
yes.
The stock certificates, people are making this a really big issue. The stock certificates are really making it a big issue. And let me just tell you that as long as you have your subscription agreement, you don't really even need a stock certificate. But even with that being said, every single person who is a shareholder in the first phase of the IPO, you will get your stock certificate. Don't worry about it. Don't let people discourage you. Don't let the naysayers come off with this bull crap, talking crap. And they have no idea how difficult this actually is. None whatsoever. So I want to encourage the people right there. And you know, now run tell that. Run tell the good stuff. You know. I'm going to tell you something. I feel like Barack Obama in his first couple of years in office, and he was doing all this stuff, and people were hollering, he ain't doing nothing. That's how I feel right now. Okay? We're doing a lot simultaneously. We're hiring new staff. We're incorporating. There's another word at the compliance for everything that we're doing. This is just a lot of stuff. I'm walking on water, people. I'm walking on water. All you got to do is stand on the shore and wave and just get the pom-poms and go, hip, hurrah, you know? Where are the pom-pom people at?
We're right here. I'm here, Mr. Collins.
Well,
I got the pom-poms. So I'm
good.
In the front row with my pom-poms.
Yeah, this boom bop. Rah, rah, rah. Punch TV.
Mm-hmm. From the desert to the sea.
It's Punch TV. That's what I want. That's what you need sometimes. You know, this is very difficult. And people have no idea how difficult this is. And they're really just, you know, taking it for granted. Really taking it for granted. You get to be a part of an IPO. Before the company begins trading on Wall Street from the community, which a lot of people do not want folks from the community to be part of an IPO. And you get to be part of an IPO before we begin trading. And if there's anything that I've tried to tell people is that if you're going to create wealth, you have to, in the stock market, it's always great to do it before you begin trading, before the stock begins trading. Because when the stock begins trading, you just don't know what can happen. It could be, you don't know where the stock price could go. This is what I'm trying to tell people. The stock price could begin trading and it could go down, right? The stock price could begin trading and it can go to $10,000 a share. You just don't know what the stock is going to do. And what I've tried to do to reassure people is to let people know that Punch TV Studios has already started working towards generating $1.4 billion in revenue. And that's why the launch of our brand new TV station coming to Southern California is so important. It's so important. We're getting ready to, we're preparing to open our animation department. I mean, what can we do to stop the haters?
You don't have to stop the haters. The haters will always be there. You just keep positive, you keep focused, and you do what you have to do.
You know. And so hang in there, folks. We're on our way. I'm going to tell you like the songwriter said. He said, hold on. I'm coming. Don't you worry. I'll be there. So anyway, I know I'm on a little bit of a rant right now. I know people, they like to hear me laugh and tell jokes, but sometimes, you know, people, they just get your goat. You know, and fortunately for me, I am not the president of the United States, so I can say what the hell I want to say.
You are the CEO of Punch TV Studios and
Punch
Animation.
Punch TV Studios.
So we have to keep
Punch
it positive.
Animation.
We have an incredible show.
Yeah.
We are changing the conversation. We have some incredible guests lined up. We're making it happen, Mr. Collins.
Okay. Who's in the Punch Bowl today? Tell me who's in the Punch Bowl.
We have definitely a mix in the Punch Bowl today. We talked about health. We talked about nutrition all week. So today we're going a different route. We're going to get to some trilingual poetry. We're going to talk to a TV talk show host and an Urban Music Award winning talk show host.
I could use some trilingual. I need to rant trilingually. Now I could do that.
No,
I could rant trilingually.
Okay. Well, no ranting. We refuse to rant on changing
not
the conversation,
okay,
but we will speak to Dr.
I can rant in
DeBingo.
Languages. I can rant in, bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you for joining
welcome,
the conversation in the French
show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
So tell me.
Mr. Collins is on a little rant today. So let's get back to you. Let's talk about some of your trilingual poetry and your rap and everything that you're doing as professor of cross-cultural communication at American University.
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically what I do is I use my words to reach people where they are. I think so many times as leaders we get caught up in thinking that everybody needs to come to us, but I think you need to find different manners to speak to people. So as a motivational speaker, as a professor, as an educator, sometimes I'm talking with the kids, I'll deliver something in the hip-hop style. As a professor, I got my university students, teaching them how to be critical thinkers for the next generation. And sometimes I break it down and do a training as it relates to working with educators who may not be so much interested in rap, but need to learn some skills as it relates to being better at their job, teaching black boys, for example. So my philosophy is use your skills to empower people, and that's what I do through everything that I do.
Well,
you
I am
one
trying.
Of the five international recipients out of 750,000 to win the first ever CNN iReport Spirit Award.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, CNN gave people an opportunity to start sharing their commentaries on things going on in the world. I started sharing my thoughts. That's one of the good things about being a polished speaker, someone who practices professional speaking for a while. They actually like you because you can provide good content. Before I knew it, my stuff was appearing on the front pages of CNN, on pretty much most of the CNN television shows. And when it was time to pick who was doing some of the best work out there as it relates to this online journalism, this online commentary, they chose me as one of the first.
Congratulations. You deserve a major hand for that. Give them
thank you.
Hand.
I appreciate that.
So now, how did you start doing all this? Because, you know, I've said this on other shows, and I'm going to say it on today's show as well. You know, I want to be a rapper. I have rap ambition. I just my raps don't come out right. You know, they don't right. sound like Snoop Dogg. You know, they don't sound like the big guys. You know, but I got rap ambitions. So tell me, what's the first thing I need to do to become a rap speaker and to be able to talk trilingually?
You have to be original. You got to go to the source. You got to run towards your story and not run away from it. So many people who get in any type of profession that involves being in front of people, they feel like they have to get out there and copy the greats. They copy their style, the way that they move, the way they walk, the way they talk. And even the stories they start to tell are not even original. They're almost telling the stories of the people they admire. And, you know, we understand repetition is you know, when you're first starting, you know, flattery is the best form of recognition of people. But once you get into a position where you're a little more comfortable, you got to really start delivering original content. Me, the source of my work comes from the bullying that I experienced. As you can hear, my accent is an American accent, but my parents are from Congo in Central Africa. So growing up in the States, you know, 80s and 90s, people hated us. We were beaten up, rocks thrown at us. And so that pain was really the source of a lot of my early work in terms of writing my frustrations away. And the older I got, the more experiences I had, the more I started to share other people's stories as well. Because you have to start with your story. But I believe the successful artist is, and the successful speaker is somebody who can also tell stories for people who don't have the opportunity to do so.
Well, I can tell some stories now.
I was hearing.
You know, I can tell some stories now. I can tell you some stories. I can tell you some stories. See, I was born the son of Betty Collins. Back down in So how did you end up being a professor at the university there?
Well, a lot of it stemmed from my work. You know, Jay-Z released the album today. I actually did my dissertation on Jay-Z, which is one of the classes I teach at American University. The other classes that I teach there come out of my experiences as a
on
Jigga Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the class I think I want to be in.
Come through.
What happens in a class on Jay-Z? I mean,
well,
they talk about Beyonce. That's all they do. They talk about Beyonce.
I know.
They sit around and talk about Beyonce.
Some people do want to get to that.
What
is actually,
Beyonce doing? What does she wear? What is it like?
I know. But, you know, it's basically what I use the class for on how to write historical biography. And since I wrote biography on him, I'm using him as an example. But really what the class is, I'm using Jay-Z as a point of departure to understand the American context within the last 40 years. So it's really a study of black youth in America. It's a study of the challenges, you know, that we face, looking at it through the eyes of one of music's biggest stars. Yeah, it's fun. We challenge a lot of misconceptions, and I connect Jay-Z to the larger historical context of what's happening in America. You can't just listen to a rapper and condemn the lyrics. You have to condemn the conditions that created where their lyrics came from. And so that's part of what we do in the class, analyze what happened with the CIA and the crack epidemic and our unfunded schools and what situations did that create for that generation of rappers who came out during his time. If you don't understand that, you can say whatever you want about the lyrics, but you're being a hypocrite because you're not condemning the conditions that created them.
That's pretty important, man. That's pretty important.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty important.
So basically what I'm hearing is that there requires to be certain conditions in order to tell a story a certain way. So I just personally think that the condition of being a CEO of a public company, you know, it doesn't have that rap kind of struggle vibe to it.
You had a struggle to get there. I disagree. Everybody respects the struggle. People want to, when they see you at the top, folks want to know how you got there. And rap is just the same thing as any other speech. Talk about what you're going to do, do it, and then talk about what you did. I mean, that's the basic format.
Right.
You know, you got a story I know I definitely want to hear. Shoot, you know, you're rising up there, setting standards. And I think that the hip-hop audience nowadays is so mature and so diverse that they are open to hearing about different types of stories. Even on Jay-Z's CD album that came out today, he's talking about, I'm trying to give y'all $1 million lessons for this $9.99 album. You know, and I think people are open to that.
So we don't have the rapping CEO?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to come out with my own album. I'm going to work on my own album.
No, because we're killing dreams again. Let's get back to dream killing. No rapping CEO. Focus. Focus.
I think I can rap. Okay, see, I already got somebody who's going to buy the album. There you go. There you go.
Is he going to close out the IPO, too?
Yeah, he's going to close out the IPO. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my rap album out in a couple of weeks, which is going to help us close out the IPO. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to call the album Jay-Z Wish You Could, so they could do a study on it at the college and talk about Punch TV and Joseph Collins. That's exactly what I think I'm going to do. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Hey, that's what's up. I'll talk about it in my class.
Yeah, it's really prolific, really, what we're doing. I mean, what we're doing is really prolific. I'm not going to even kid you. It's timely. It's prolific. It's amazing. It's anti-establishment, but we're in the establishment, but it's anti-establishment in a way. It's giving, it's empowering the community. And you'll be surprised how many people do not wish to empower our community. It's just
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Just that.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely freaking amazing that people would rather see you down than rise. And that in itself is just beyond what you could even believe. You know, it's just really beyond what you can even believe. And I try to have fun on this show, but there are times where I'm very political and stuff like that too. I'm glad that you are using that method, and I like that statement that was made by Jay-Z's album. You know, I'm trying to give you $1 million lessons for $9.99. So that's pretty cool. I really like that statement. That's what I'm doing with people. I'm trying to give people $1 million lessons for $1.
That's what's up.
$1 per share.
$1 per share. You know, that's what I'm doing.
That's wonderful. So that is
I'm
great.
I'm trying to break
that
it down
great.
For people in that way. I'm giving you $1 million lesson for $1.
There's the flow. That's the flow. There you go. See? Talking about
I'm
going
to show you how to make a bank
skill.
Account holler.
That's what's up.
He just doesn't need any more Ball distractions. Street. We got enough going on.
I like
we
that.
We got enough.
$1 million. Jay-Z, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to $1 million lessons for $1. I'm going to show you how to take your stock and make it holler. I'm going to show you how to take your bank account and make it rhyme. It's time to employ a new game. New game with a new name. The new name is Wall Street. Wall Street, here we come. I know you didn't think we were going to get here, but we got to get us some.
Come on now. Come with it.
And Punch TV from the desert to the sea. Oh, boy. Let me start messing up. I think I got an album, dude. I think I got an album.
No album.
Put it out there, man. You got it.
Do not encourage him.
Let me see if I can call Biggie Smalls right now. Hold on. I'm calling Heaven. Calling Biggie. Okay, Biggie just told me that if he were alive today, I'll be on your record, man. No problem. He'd be on my record.
All right. I'm going to get JD to spit for you, too.
Breaking news. Studio CEO Channel Biggie. Live on Changing the Conversation.
We definitely never know. We're happy to have you on the show, man. You can come back anytime. You know, love
Thank
to,
you.
you know, learn more about, you know, everything you do. We just try to give you a few minutes to tell your story. But, yeah, that's completely awesome. You know, I hope one day they have classes on Joseph Collins, you know, where they teach that at the university on how to take a little bit and turn it into something and shake up the world and then tell people how great we are shaking up the world. You know, I don't have no problem telling people how great we are shaking up the world. None. Absolutely
none.
No doubt. So that's what we
want to do every day.
That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. So thank you for joining us on today's show. Hey, I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Become a stockholder. Absolutely amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something, and I've said this many times over and over, and what people don't really realize, Sharifa, what people really don't realize is that there was a time that Bill Gates was begging people to invest in Microsoft. There was a time that Bill Gates was literally begging people to invest in Microsoft. And when he was begging people, people were thinking like, Microsoft, what the hell kind of name of that is for a company? Who wants some soft microchips, you know? So now look at Microsoft today, one of the biggest companies on the planet, billions of dollars in revenue, billions of dollars in its war chest to take over other companies. Just look at what it's accomplished today from a guy that was begging people to invest in his company. So this is just amazing in what we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. And we've opened up our thing for only a dollar a share, and you need to be a part owner of our company just because we are absolutely amazing and for no other reason. Also, if you are a filmmaker, because we are in the filmmaking business, you want to join Nabuki, N-A-B-U-K-I-U.com, join the Nabuki social network, and create your own page, create your own thing. If you're in business, you need to have your business on Nabuki. So who's next in the punch bowl?
Mr. Collins, we have another guest, okay?
Another guest.
But I'm a little afraid.
I'm getting my rep.
I'm afraid.
Why is that?
Because he was featured in the New York Times as a pioneer in offering multiple services to independent artists in the music industry. And I think that he might try to help you.
I told you I'm going to get my rap album out. I'm going to get my album out.
No. I don't think we should talk to him. He might help you.
I think I'm going to get my album out now. So you done hooked up with the right people. I need some people to help me get my album out. I'm going to put my album out. You know what I'm going to call my album?
What?
I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I'm thinking about what I'm going to call my album. We should do a contest to get people to know, to ask what I should call my new album.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
We should do a contest for people to guess. Name the CEOs of Plus TV Studios' new album. That's what we
Michael Nova has developed a proven track record of overseeing multiple businesses and creative projects simultaneously, both as a creative artist and entrepreneur. Good morning, Mr. Nova.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm awesome. Congratulations on the launch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's going to be August 1st for the new station in Los Angeles. Super excited about it. It's our biggest TV station ever in our lineup of stations. We have five other stations across the country, but this is certainly the biggest station ever. And so, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl. Tell us about yourself and what you do. And I guess we're going to take it from there, because it seems like you are the entrepreneur of entrepreneurs.
Well, I'm what they call a serial entrepreneur as opposed to a serial killer. A serial entrepreneur does good things, not bad things, hopefully. basically, I started my business years ago. My newest venture is called Rise Up 8, which is a website where we interview people from all over the world who have overcome adversity to succeed in life in order to inspire others to never give up. And all this came about because of all the adversity that I went through. If you like, I can tell you, you know, really briefly, condense a large story into a small one. So basically, in a nutshell, I'm an entrepreneur and a musician. I started offering music business services to other musicians. I did it, you know, kind of because I was sick of working for someone else. I wanted to start my own business. And I started by investing only a couple of $100s in the startup. I worked out of office space rented by the hour, and I spent years struggling to build up the business to where I could finally earn a decent living from it. But eventually, as mentioned before, I found myself being interviewed by the New York Times, which told me I was on the right path. So after years of struggling, I built up the business to where now I don't just serve musicians, but some of the clients that I work with are NASA and the U.S. government. So it's a far cry from the musician, you know, struggling to sell 100 CDs, you know, from where I started.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, as a musician myself, I created a music and film multimedia project with a positive message that would make a difference in the world called X the Human Condition. And everyone I went to in the music industry told me it was impossible. So, but because I felt this was my mission in life to put out this positive message, I self-funded the project. But during production, I nearly went bankrupt. I lost most of my savings in the market. This is about the time of the crash. I became seriously ill. I nearly lost my vision permanently after I was misdiagnosed by the head of a New York hospital eye department. I was also diagnosed with kidney disease at the same time, but I was able to reverse the process of kidney disease through alternative medicine and diet and nutrition to where I am now normal, which is pretty amazing, and a last-minute second opinion saved my vision. So I was able to get through all that. I was able to save my business from the brink of bankruptcy. I manifested a complete recovery in health, and I released the music project to rave reviews. And all of this led me to create the Rise Up 8 website as the next step in this positive message that I originally wanted to put out with the album and film about never giving up, which is fall down 7 times, rise up 8. So the amazing thing that you know, when I look back now, is that none of this was planned. It all kind of came about organically. That, you know, I would go through all of this adversity and then come out the other side and then create this website where now we're interviewing people from all over the world, some celebrities, some not, who have overcome adversity and are succeeding in life. And it's just been an incredible trip to talk to these people. And the more you talk to these people, the more you realize that everyone has their own story, which is unique to them. And they went through it by themselves. But when you share your stories, suddenly you're not alone anymore, because we suddenly realize that everyone goes through something. And that's what the human condition is. So, you know, as I look back now and I think, you know, I've been down this really dark road. And at the time when you're going through adversity and you're going through a difficult time in your life, it's like you're trapped in this dark forest and you don't know how to get out. But it isn't until afterwards that finally you come out of it and you look back and you see, oh, you know, that led me here to where I am now, to this good place. So if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be here now. And in fact, I've asked so many people that I've interviewed, you know, if you didn't go through that that difficulty in your life, would you be here now being successful? And everyone says no. So, you know, if you're going through a hard time in your life, realize that there's a reason for that. And when you will get through it, and when you come through the other side, it all makes sense. Because when you're in it, it doesn't make sense. When you're out of it, then you can look back and see, yes, it makes sense.
Now, that is amazing. Yeah. I definitely agree. When I published my book, it was called From Laid Off to Loving Life, and talked about how I've been laid off over 6 or 7 times. And when I was being laid off and going through the process and losing everything and, you know, having this experience, it was the worst experience ever. But then moving forward, I learned that I got a little bit of skills from this job, a little bit of skills from that job, pulled from this job, pulled from that experience. So it was the combination of the experiences that I had in these positions that I probably would have stayed at forever if not for being laid off, then now I'm successful in doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, this is the kind of story that we hear over and over. And the amazing thing is that, you know, it's almost like the Matrix where, you know, as we're doing these interviews, it's like this jigsaw puzzle is coming to life where each person's story is like this other piece of the puzzle. And as we're putting it together, it's like, wow, it all makes sense. You know, this, what is the human condition? What is it all about? Everything begins to make sense, which is so amazing. It's just, it's magical. It's just, you can't even put it into words. But as I said before, you know, if there's a listener out there who is going through a tough time now, just realize that it's temporary. It's temporary, and you will get through it, and you will learn from it, and you will become stronger. And that strength will carry you through. It's like, you know, you're climbing a mountain, but you have a larger mountain to climb after this one. There's going to be more. There's going to be more adversity. It just doesn't happen, you know, just once. There's different levels of adversity. But the more you do it, the stronger you get. And there's such power in the strength, because once you've been through adversity, you become so much stronger. You can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your mind that you can get through anything if you got through that.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
What are some
Absolutely.
Of the struggles and challenges that you've gone through with this experience, Mr. Collins?
Wow. I mean, let me tell you, I mean, I was talking to someone, and I know people don't want to hear this, but I was talking with someone about one of my deepest challenges that we faced just before we became successful. And that is that this guy, and he was an old Jewish guy, by the way, and this old Jewish guy was also my landlord. Now, I'm going to say this. I am not anti-Semitic. I don't have anything against Jews, just this one. Okay? And he said to a group of guys, he said to me, and I shared this with people, he says, Joseph, you are the worst. He says, I know black people. I do. This is how he said it. And he says, I want you to know that you are the worst of all black people ever. And I was like, oh, my God. Now, we've never had dinner together. We never sat down together. I didn't date his sister and break up with her. Nothing. And that was a very hurting thing, right? Given everything that we were going through at the time. He says, you're the worst thing that's ever happened to the black race. Hmm. And it was so poignant to me. And it hurt my feelings, really. But I didn't let it stop me. You know, and had I let it stop me, we wouldn't be here at Punch TV Studios today. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. We wouldn't be producing the movies that we're producing today. We wouldn't be, we wouldn't have two of the top animators in the world working for our company in Punch Animation today. We wouldn't we wouldn't have our brand new studios that we have right now today. We wouldn't have, it was so devastating. It was so devastating because I was at a real low point. And I was at a real low point, and I was, but before I got to that low point, I thought I was at the point where I was going to break out and make it. I finally had cleaned house. I finally got a, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and these things. And I had done those things. And then this whole thing came out. And I was devastated. I mean, my face was cracked. I was just totally devastated. I was completely broke. You know, I mean, we had no money. Literally no money. None. No money. And and we had lost everything, literally everything, not just everything. We had to pack up all of our stuff. We had to put it in storage. You know, I didn't even know how we were going to pay for the storage. My partners went away from me. Everything went differently. To see where we are today, you know, having come back to where we are at this company, having took nothing and created a company that's valued in the multi-millions of dollars today, and to do what we're doing right now, it's just absolutely amazing. So when you say what you say right now, just as an entrepreneur, it just brings tears to my eyes because I understand the struggle, and I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to sleep in my car because I can't go anywhere else. I know what it's like to be outdoors, you know, and being in that struggle. So today, when people look at what we've accomplished, you know, even with the haters and the people that say different things, you know, they don't know our story in totality to even make that, to make that way. So, you know, when you're saying what you're saying right now, it just brought flashbacks to me to where we were just 3.5 years ago. And just 3.5 years ago, we didn't have millions of dollars. 3.5 years ago, we were broke. 3.5 years ago, all we had was a dream. 3.5 years ago, everybody was bashing our dream. But something inside of me made me stick to it. Mm-hmm. And now here we are today on the brink of something special. You know, people can complain about stock certificates today, but 3.5 years ago, we weren't in a position to issue a stock. Our stock was worth nothing, you know. So now we have a wonderful little company that we're building, and we're going to do some amazing things. So when you're saying what you're saying, I'm telling you, man, it just brings tears to my eyes because people don't know the struggle. They don't know. And nobody really wants to know. They just want to know what they want to know. So I can identify from a personal level, you know, and although I don't, you know, I'm not trying to go there today right now, but just on a personal level, on a level from a man, on a level from an entrepreneur, I can identify with what you're saying and identify with the struggle.
Yeah, and you know, you were taught.
Go ahead. I was going to say, that's why I tell people, I'm so driven. You should invest in Punch TV Studios just because of my drive. I'm so driven until just my drive alone will manifest a victory for our company, if that makes sense. You don't even look at the numbers. Just look at my drive. Look at what we've done. Look at that, and that should manifest itself in your mind that you know we're going to be a successful company. God gives me the breath and things keep going the way that we're going, we're going to be a hugely successful company. And that's it. The reason why I sold directly to the community and we sold our stock directly to the community is because I knew that we would have a chance to empower our community. I knew we would.
I knew we would have a chance to accomplish something that hasn't been done before. There's nobody going into South Central Los Angeles, going into to Chicago, going into Atlanta, going into these different places and saying, hey, you could be part owner of our media company and you can do it for a dollar a share. And I think that sometimes people miss the drive. It wasn't so much about Microsoft. It was more about Bill Gates' drive to make that company what it was. It wasn't about Apple Computer. It was just more about Steve Jobs' drive to do something that hadn't been done that nobody could see but him. And that's mm-hmm. what people miss. Nobody can see where we're going and punch but me at this point. And now my team is beginning to catch on. They're like, you know what, Mr. Collins is not so crazy after all. You know, this could kind of really work, you know. But
mm-hmm. that is correct. That is definitely correct. So what do you have going on, Mr. Nova?
What do I have going on?
I'm mm-hmm. sorry. I didn't mean to go on there. You just touched me with that. I didn't mean to dominate your.
I appreciate you sharing your story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And touch me.
I appreciate you sharing your story. The website is riseup8.org. We also have our follow-up album coming out probably the end of this year at xthehumancondition.com. And my business is novacustomlabelprinting.com. So I got a lot going on all at the same time, but that's what it is to be a serial entrepreneur, you know?
It is.
And you know that.
I do. I understand exactly. I never would have, I don't know if I would have used the word serial entrepreneur, but I sure understand what you mean.
Well, you know, you were talking.
I get it.
Yeah, you were talking before about the haters, and there's always going to be haters. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of psychology involved in why people, you know, for instance, just as an example, you know, people, you may email somebody, and they may not be able to answer you back because they're busy or whatever, and then you could follow up with them and email them, hey, did you get my last email? I didn't hear back from you. And then they won't get back to you because now they feel guilty that they didn't get back to you in the first place. So now they're not going to get back to you at all, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but this is human psychology. So you have to understand mm-hmm. that, and you have to kind of be a psychologist yourself and figure out ways around that. So, I mean, when it comes to people hating, there's just people just they're miserable and they want to drag you down with them because it makes them feel like they're not the only one who's miserable. They're not alone. People don't want to feel alone. So, mm-hmm. so as you could see, there's many reasons for why people do this, but none of it has to do with you or with me or with us. It always has to deal with the person who's doing the hating. So, you know, I hope that makes sense to you. But, you know, we just do what we do and just be positive and put positivity out into the world and put love out into the world and hope that it inspires other people to not give up. And that's why we do what we do.
Wow. That's just amazing.
Right.
I mean, that's just
I know,
amazing.
But the other aspect of that I wanted to mention when you were sharing your struggles and the gentleman who made the statement to you also down the line gave you a call and said, would you bring your studio back to my location? So it feels good when time moves on and people can see how far you've come and they can see your progress.
Yeah, he did. True. Yes, he did.
Success
is
the best revenge, right? You don't have to take revenge on somebody. Just become successful. That's all you got to do.
Yeah,
fantastic. So
like
you have a song out now?
Well, we have the new album will be coming out at the end of the year. But we do have one song up on Rise Up 8, which is called Rise, appropriately. It's just kind of like the theme song for the website, which we wrote about just, you know, when you fall down 7 times, rise up 8. So that's playing on the website. It's not going to be released till the end of the year, but that's a little teaser for the new album. The old album is still available. It's at xthehumancondition.com. It's also on iTunes, called X the Human Condition. But the new album will be the end of this year.
Wow. Amazing. I told you, I'm going to come out with an album. Nobody believes
you
me.
You should.
But I'm going to come out with an album. I think I can make a hit song. I think I can make a hit song. I think I can be a multi-platinum album guy.
That's easier said than done, isn't it? We all want to do
that. I don't know, man. Sharifa and I went to this thing, and we're not going to tell you where it was, but we went to this thing. And at this thing, they were telling about their organization and talking about their drink. And then the thing that they showed us, they said, "Hey, let us write," or something like that.
we're going to write a bestseller.
Yeah, we're going to write a bestseller. So they already put it out there.
Hey, people do that all the time.
Yeah, they said they already put it out there before they even said it. So I think I could write a multi-platinum album, put it out there, to have brunch with Jay-Z, you know, do that whole thing like that. You know, I think it'd be awesome, completely and totally awesome.
Hmm.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on our show today, man. This has been, I mean, you just touched me today. Very few people do that, you know. But today you really touched me, your words, your mission. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And tell people where they can find you again, how they can get more information about the organization.
RiseUp8.org.
RiseUp8.org. RiseUp8.org. I want to go there. Tell this guy your stories. Let him interview you or whatever. And, you know, we've got to get our stories out. And that's what Punch TV Studios has been about. Mm-hmm. Making movies about the lives of people that ordinarily would never get told. That has been our mission from the time that we started to this very day. And we haven't changed that mission. And so it's awesome. Completely and totally awesome.
Good. Good job, man.
So thank you for joining us on the show today. And I want to tell everybody, as I've been doing these spots personally myself, visit our website, go to punchtvstudios.com, become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. You just want to do that. It's just, we're building an awesome company, so become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. And visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. Or if you are an artist, if you are a writer, if you are a director, poet, if you're whatever, create your space at Nabuki.com. Create your space on Nabuki.com. And Nabuki, it's an incredible community. We are doing it. We are making it happen. And it's completely and totally awesome. Completely awesome. And you need to be a part of it. So, Sharifa, how are you feeling, honey? What do you think about our last guest here?
I think that he had a lot of information. I was checking out his website. I definitely want to see you on his website, riseup8.org, riseup8.org. I think that, you know, I think this was really a great show for him to be a guest, for Mr. Nova to be a guest, because started off discussing the haters, you know, and people really don't understand how hard we work. That's number one. And number two is, we have a very small team. We have a team that's been with us for years, and we do a lot, wear a lot of different hats. I mean, we sacrifice a lot, work 7 days a week, work long hours. And so when people come in and you know, bash it or talk about it and miss everything that we're doing to create jobs and generational wealth, you know, I think more people need to see the behind the scenes. They need to see the struggles. They need to see what we're doing. You know, they need to see the process of launching a television station and all the hard work that we do.
It's a lot.
It is. It is. But you make it look easy. That's the thing. You laugh, you joke, it's all fun and games. You know, but people don't see how much you've gone through to get here. You know what I mean? What we've done to earn our seat at the table. Those are the things that people miss. You know, we had to go through all the struggles. You know, you talk often about how, you know, how much you learned, how you had to hire the right people, how you learned to fire people, you know, how when you first started it was difficult for you, but now you've grown as a CEO. Your company has grown, and those are the things that I really wish people could see more of, you know, and see us more as people, you know, as opposed to just attacking what they see as this unknown company or this business. They can see the people who sacrifice for everyone else.
That's correct. That's correct. And a lot of people have sacrificed so that we could get here. A lot of people. A lot of people. And I'm so thankful. I'm really, really thankful.
I think you need to tell your story.
I know. We think we want to tell everybody again. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. When you visit our website, check out what we're doing. It's amazing. Forget the numbers. Forget all that stuff. Invest in my drive. If you ever want to see what a guy who's driven looks like, I'm that guy. I am that guy. So do that. And then watch and see what happens. Give us time to grow our company over the next 3 years, 4 years, and watch what happens. We're going to do some amazing and awesome things. So visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. I want to thank our guests for being on today. I want to thank our amazing co-host who puts this together. I want to thank our amazing person who gathers our guests and stuff together and puts them on the whole Punch TV Studios radio team. Thank each and every one of you. And we're going to pick this up on tomorrow. And today was an amazing show. And listen in tomorrow between 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you so tomorrow and Sunday, listen in 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And you'll be able to hear maybe some of the shows you might have missed through the week or get some of the highlights. So with that being said, we're going to be back here live on Monday morning. Right here on the Punch TV Studios radio network, changing the conversation.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabucchi.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.